Hey, hey.
Hello, hello.
How are we?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We're on tenterhooks. We're trying to do this with a sleeping
Yes.
baby.
I'm on the edge of my seat
She
in
literally
case I
is.
need to jump up.
If Hayley's tense today, that's why.
Yeah. This is it. Normally my husband's looking after her
Yeah.
while we record, but today we've gone rogue.
We've gone
So
rogue. Should we get started and then
let's
power
do it.
through?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Hayley.
And we are your wedding planning experts.
Here to spill the tea on the inside of wedding planning and everything that goes with it.
Expect our honest opinions, the real juice on what happens on a wedding day,
With a few tips thrown in between.
and also just a chat between friends.
And of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
And let's
And
get
let's
you
get you
wed.
wed. Do you
Do,
know
do,
what?
do.
I can't believe how many episodes we've done now. I was looking the other
I know.
day. Well, this is episode 18.
Yeah.
How, and it's like, how quick has that gone?
I know. It's not. And come on, Apple Podcasts. I don't ever look at any others, but Apple Podcasts. We need to be at the top because there's not
Yeah.
many other wedding planning podcasts
There
that
isn't.
do every single week. Like they'll do like seasons or they do like
Yeah.
one-offs. Like we're
We're
dedicated to
committed.
this.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
are. We're like powering through. There's no
Yeah.
breaks here. There's no
No.
seasons. We
No.
just
What
keep going.
are you talking about? Well, I mean, we'll
We'll
see how
give
we
you that
feel.
tea every week.
We'll see how we
But
feel about that in the summer, but no, the
oh
plan is
my
tough.
God.
The thing is, we always feel like we set a good time to do it because, like, we generally do a Monday. There's never really weddings on Mondays. It's normally a day
Nah.
like you're recovering from weddings, so it's all good. We're all good. We've set it so we can continue it for the in the long
Exactly.
haul,
It
you know?
works around us, yeah.
Yeah. So how are you anyway?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I've
Good.
just had a having a well, I've had a busy week,
Have you?
actually. Obviously, first Mother's Day was,
Yes,
yes,
sorry, I
this
forgot about
weekend gone
that. Happy
as
First
well.
Mother's
So,
Day.
thank you. It
Aww.
was nice to be on the other end of it because normally,
Yeah.
obviously, it's like well busy doing flowers and delivering to other
Oh
people.
yeah, of
So it's.
course.
It's actually been really nice to receive. I didn't receive flowers
Did
from
you not?
anyone, but
No.
I mean, people never buy me flowers because they're
Which
like,
yeah, would
oh, I
you
want
want to
to.
receive flowers?
Yeah, I would.
Which again, because I
Actually, tell
suppose
a
you like
lie.
flowers, don't you? That's
I
why you do your
do.
job.
Mother-in-law bought me some nice irises,
Ah,
which I
cute.
love. So that was very nice of her.
I was with my mum the other day and we were walking around this National Trust site and my mum
Oh.
was like pointing at these flowers like, oh, that's a blah blah and that's a blah blah. I'm like, talking to the wrong gal, mum. I ain't got a clue. Yeah, I was lit, but I was lit. A couple that she said, I was like, oh yeah, Hayley told me that. Hayley told me
Exactly. Ah,
that.
yes,
I
fountain of
recognised them.
knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was nice anyway, just to celebrate that, and obviously,
Yeah.
and it was and International Women's Day was on,
Oh
was it on
yes, it
Saturday or the
was.
Friday?
No.
But so that was
Yeah, I
nice,
put up
and
a little
obviously,
post. I'll put a picture of us on
yeah.
there.
I
You
know,
know, the
saw it's
women.
very nice. Good old women. Well, there's lots of
Get
women in this
involved.
industry,
Yes, there
and
is.
lots of women that are powering through, just getting it done.
Yeah, we work with a lot of women, don't we? Because it's mainly, let's face it, the bride does the main contact when we're doing
Yeah.
heterosexual weddings. So, yeah, we mainly speak with women,
Exactly.
really.
Well, what's the word? Breaking. I won't say breaking boundaries. I don't know if
Breaking
that's the word.
boundaries. I feel like it's always been like that in the wedding. Although, has it? Because
Yeah,
actually, I
I
think
don't.
back to when I first started, I suppose wedding coordination, that's what I did in venues, that was very much female-led. But photographers were normally male, and there's a lot of
Yeah.
female. I would say I work with probably more female than male photographers now.
I've never female DJ at a wedding, you know.
Good point. Oh, I
Actually,
have.
I haven't ever, to
But
be honest.
very minimal. And I've got a wedding
Yeah.
this year in July. It's actually an Asian wedding, and they have a female DJ. And the company that
Oh,
I've
that's
booked,
cool.
actually, these guys are amazing, right? So they're an Indian wed DJ company, and like they do like, you know, the doll players, and so a bit more like
Yeah.
Indian kind of entertainment as well, dancers and stuff. But every single person that they provide is female. So they're only females that work at that company. I thought that was really cool.
That is really
Yeah.
cool. Good
Yeah,
for
all
them as
female.
well.
Because I think
Yeah.
the Asian market is very male dominated.
Yeah,
So I don't know if
it
that's
is.
why. I need to
Yeah.
have a chat with them about, and you know, what made
Why
that
they've
decision. But I'm wondering if
done
that's
that.
why, because it's quite male
That's really
dominated.
cool.
Yeah. But chefs and
Yeah.
stuff, you see quite a few more women now, but it used to be all male. Yeah, there's quite a few roles now that you're starting to see. Florists are obviously always really been female, but there are a lot of males.
There are a lot of male, male females. There are a lot of male florists out there, though. I mean, I'm just speaking generally, but I think more in London.
Yes.
I noticed that's that probably right. More. Yeah. But sort of this up this.
Yeah, because actually in Northamptonshire, I don't know any male florists. Oh, no. I do know one.
Yeah, I think I know who you mean, but yeah, it generally tends to be. I mean, I'm not going to complain mostly about female. A female dominated market because, you know.
We love it.
Girl power.
Anything else other than being baby?
Baby brain. Yeah, I've been doing had some more inquiries for weddings this year again in August.
Nice.
I'm surprised how many people are coming. Well, actually, I had another one in May, and I was like, something you said the other week, someone had asked me like about one in May, and it's all in this same week. And I was like, and again, I got another one. I was like, I had to turn it down, but.
Yeah, because flowers isn't really something you think of last minute. Like, there's a lot of things, I think. Like, for me, when I do on the day coordination, we are sometimes a last minute, like, you know, some people book us in advance and some people are like, about this. Like, but flowers is kind of like a standard thing, isn't it? It's like venue, food, photographer, flowers.
Yeah, so it's, if you're thinking about, like, how your venue is going to look, how you want to decorate it, generally flowers comes under that sort of bracket. So, yeah, it is a bit last minute, really, but.
A budget thing, and people are like, I'll have it if I can afford. I don't know.
Some people aren't so bothered about flowers, as in they're not like they don't see themselves as like flowery people. So what may sometimes happens is like they might have a conversation with like their family or that generally like the mother-in-law or their mum or something, and they'll be like, "Oh, you sorted your flowers?" And they'll be like, "No, not yet." Or not really thought about it, and it'll be that conversation that kind of gets the ball rolling. I tend to find with that kind of couple. And it can be down on their priorities list sometimes.
Yeah, true. Or I feel like it could be that they aren't having like flowers on their centerpieces.
They just want bridal
stuff. So yeah,
and that's
that
fine. You can do that in a. You could get in touch with me in a couple of days. I'd probably be able to sort something out. Like, don't do that though. Yeah, that's not very good.
No, don't do that. Or it could be that they're thinking of going dried, and then they actually see the prices and see. Yeah. They think, oh, going like dried is just as cheap, but it's really not.
It's not. Oh my god. And can I just say, people that think having and do you know what, you can't blame people, because I think it's, again, we were talking about like these blogs that post incorrect information the other week. I think it's the same thing. So they somewhere along the line it got sort of like the news got spread that if you have mainly foliage, it means your flowers are going to be less money. Now I can tell you that some stems of foliage generally either the same or more money than a stem of a flower. So it absolutely is not cheaper to have more foliage and flower, because actually you require more price to fill a hole.
Yeah.
It's the same price. There's no difference.
Grown, so, isn't it? Like,
yeah. Because someone will be like, oh, well, I want more foliage and flower, so obviously it's going to be less. And I'm like, no, it's completely wrong. It's not. So
what's the cheapest foliage? Eucalyptus. Oh.
No, eucalyptus is one of the more expensive foliages.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely. It is. These foliages, well, you can get, there's a foliage called salal, which is like, it sounds really weird. It's one of the first foliages I learned how to, like, the Latin name. It's, which now I've forgotten. But it's Gaultheria shalom or something. And I just remember, that's the Latin name,
weird.
But it's called
Shalom.
It is Shalom. It's Salal's, it's common name. Yes, because if you don't know of florists out there, Will, that flowers that you obviously, like a rose is not a good example, but something like that is like Salal. It actually has like a long Latin name, which is completely different to what you call it.
Yeah, when you buy a plant, it's got it on it as well, isn't it?
So their Latin name. So when you do, so like obviously I went to college, I've done all my qualifications. You have to learn all the Latin names.
You don't.
From lists. Yeah, and that's how you qualify.
Why do they do that?
Get examined on it. Examined. That's not even a word. I just said that. I was like...
The baby brain.
I'm here like, I know Latin. I got examined on it.
We should put a disclaimer in. Disclaimer, Hayley has baby brain.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, okay, well, shalom, if anyone that wants to know, that long-winded answer is salam, whatever the hell it is.
Achieving. Ruscus isn't bad. Ruscus is a firm favourite. If you want something, you basically...
I need to Google
Ruscus. You get soft Ruscus, hard Ruscus. It's so many things, but yeah. Generally, if I'm sending a quote to you, you don't have to worry about that. I'm just going to put pictures.
Oh, yeah, I like Ruscus. I like Ruscus a lot, actually.
Yeah, you get soft Ruscus. That's the one that's like a vine. It's like a long stem. Yeah, so that's soft Ruscus.
A lot of people have that down like the centres of the tables, don't they, when they're having...
It's good for garlanding. Yeah, perfect for that sort of thing.
Garlanding. There you go, people.
But yeah.
Little tip for you.
Little tip there. Well, go out and forage your foliage if you think it's going to be cheaper, and then...
Oh no.
Do it yourself. No, Jacob, don't.
Oh. Long. And you think something, oh, this will be nice and it smells like piss.
Yeah.
I did that before. I made some wreaths once when I lived on the canal and I was like, oh, it was during COVID. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make a wreath. And like, it probably died in like a week.
Oh no. That's not very good. Yeah, wasn't it? God fear, shalom.
It definitely went shalom.
Anyway, so that was my long-winded answer, but how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, busy, still on the admin. I actually had a weekend off, which was lovely. I think we forget, don't we, like, when we're working, how lovely it is to have a weekend off, because no one replies on a Saturday, like suppliers and stuff, like no one replies, so you can completely clear your inbox, obviously. And then you still I still get messages from my couples, because that's when they're out of work, which is fair enough. So I'll go back to them as well, but they always know that I don't work Sunday, so that's good. So yeah, it was I just love it, like being able to finish at like 3-4 o'clock on a Saturday, and then just like have a nice shower, ordering our takeaway, watch Saturday Night TV. Like, I feel like, I don't know if it's just me, because I don't do it very often, but yeah, it's literally like my idea of heaven.
Yeah, I do you know what? Sometimes it's amazing just to stay in.
Yeah.
Just stay in and have a night, like you say, get a takeaway, watch TV, like.
It's great.
You can't beat it. Like, don't get me wrong, I love going out, but I mean, I've not been out for ages.
No, I'm
like,
not going out.
I feel
out
like that. Those days are kind of gone a little bit at the moment for me. But
yeah, I feel like it's just because I work so many Saturdays. Yeah. Maybe that feels like I'm out already. I don't know, but I just like to be.
Well, sometimes it's just nice to be in your own space and just chill and like completely zone out and not worry about work.
But a lot of our full plans actually in the first half of the year this year. So it's a lot of going through all their wedding plans, starting to work on the logistics, you know, all those little questions that pop up and asking all the suppliers those questions, sending out plans. All those kind of bits and bobs. So
I've received some information for you for an upcoming wedding.
Yes, lovely.
Very in-depth little plan there. Did read through it, you know, as we always say. Make sure the suppliers read it. I did, just in case you asked me.
My bossy email that comes with it. Please make sure that you do read this. So, I feel like I've got real far with the honeymoon. Because, again, it's like one of those things that you don't really, like, factor time in for, is it? Like... Oh, it's so long-winded. Like, obviously, it depends on what kind of honeymoon you have, but we're doing very much like we want to go on loads of trips and stuff.
I was
going to
say,
so...
you're going on quite a few excursions and it's quite active for you, isn't it? You're moving around a lot. I suppose you've got a lot to kind of plan in.
Exactly. So I've booked all the accommodation now, and then we've kind of like set like what days we're going to do what. But suppose even if you go in like, I don't know, to the Maldives, you're going to want to book in like all your different trips and stuff. So it's like planning it. And I always feel like, I know you can like... rock up to an all-inclusive holiday and book your excursions at the hotel.
That's what we do.
Like, yeah, like
I was like, oh, I feel like shade out. I'm
like, oh, but I feel like if you do that, you don't always do everything that you wanted to do, and sometimes you get back and people are, oh, did you do this? And you're like, oh, no, didn't do that. Didn't know about that. Whereas if you research it first, you get to actually, and also sometimes you get there, you do a couple of days of chilling, and you're like, oh, let's start looking at trips, and then actually you don't have enough time to do what you want to do. So yeah, I always like to pre-plan, like to pre-book them. Let's look at the price as well. I think that when you go to the hotel, they charge you an absolute fortune. You can get it online a lot cheaper.
I like going to direct. Bit sometimes when you go abroad and like with the all-inclusive, and they're just like, oh, you know, it's like £150 or whatever. You're just like giving them like cash and that, and they take it in their little like bum bag. And I'm like, wow, this is so like.
I like booking direct with people as well, because anybody, especially like these kind of abroad situations where, I don't know, they're taking you off I don't know, jet skiing, that person who's taking you jet skiing will get paid like such a fraction of the cost. And that really infuriates me. I'm just all about going direct. Like, I'm same with hotels.
That's good, yeah.
Same with like, you know, even on Airbnb, if I find somewhere cool, I try and find it online first, because I just don't like that people have to pay. Like, we know what it's like having to pay percentages to people, you know. We're like, no.
That's why I am going back to flowers. That, like, with there's a, like, a relay system called Interflora. You've probably heard of it. So basically, I could say, if I had a customer come to me and they wanted to send flowers to Wales, obviously I don't deliver there. So you go on, you partner in Interflora, you send the order through to a florist in Wales via this computer system. Fine. Now, when I worked in the shop, we were part of Interflora, and they take, like, you wouldn't believe the amount of money and the percentage of the money. The florist gets nothing. So I always say to customers, they ring me, because I'm not Interflora florist, but I say, don't go for Interflora, ring that florist direct. Literally Google a florist in the area. You're going to get so much more for your money.
Exactly.
Because so much money's been taken off of it. Yeah. It's the same thing like with accommodation, like you're saying, like honeymoon, looking for things. It goes.
Yeah, well, I was on, I think it was either TripAdvisor or is it like Viator or something?
I've not heard of that.
Viator. It's quite like a big one online. Like, you can go and book your trips, right?
Yeah.
So there was one where we're doing like, what is it doing? Oh, we're going to like, so a lot of places in Costa Rica, you have to basically pay entry for everything, even if it's like a waterfall outside, like it's pretty mental. Gosh. But yeah, so you take a trip to the waterfall, and then it's like, oh, you then go to these natural springs, and we take you there, and there was lunch included. Well, when I actually looked into it, I bought the tickets direct to with the local authority to enter the waterfall, which was £20 each. The natural springs were a 10-minute driveway. We've hired a car anyway, so we already have a car, so we don't need transport there. And then the natural springs are free. They're just natural springs, like in a beautiful area that you can go and visit. So that's £20. They wanted to charge £99 for the whole day. I'm like,
oh my God.
What a con. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's cost me £20. Like, if you haven't got a car, you could probably get a taxi even cheap. Or like your hotel will probably do, like, you know, take you around or something.
Yeah, like
shuttle.
Gosh, that's insane.
I know.
Insane.
Also, I feel like you wouldn't go to Costa Rica without hiring a car anyway, because it's just one of those places that you need a car.
You need to get around.
Yeah. And
we always hire a car if we go away.
Yeah, like, you know, when they package things up, it just really bugs me. Like, and I was like, this sounds really cool. And then to start with, I was like, this sounds really cool. And then when I started looking at it and breaking it down, I was like, hang on. Actually,
Exactly.
I know it's more time consuming, but it is what it is, you know?
Well, like you say, if you have got that time beforehand, or you factor in that time to do that, then you should do. I think you're totally, that's a good thing to say. I think a lot of people will just go to the hotel and then trust that they've got their best interest and they'll give you a good deal, but actually they haven't at all.
Or go to tour, like these honeymoon people that are like, we'll book your whole honeymoon for you, and you're like, if they booked us everything that we're doing for our honeymoon, I guarantee it would have cost us like thousands more. Like, I've had couples come to me that are like, we literally just want to, like, one of my couples said to me once, we just want to do like 10 nights in it, like South Italy, you know, and do, you know, stay in a lovely hotel and stuff, and they've quite like between 10 and 15 grand for 10 days in Italy. And I'm like, that's not right.
hang on a minute,
really nice like villa, like for a couple of grand, and then your flights to Italy are not expensive.
Put so much on it. Like, obviously I know they've got to pay staff and stuff, mind you. I mean I don't really know, but I do feel that there's a lot of they're just bulking it up, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the good honeymoon planners that I know charge like a rate a bit like how I do to plan.
Yeah.
So, oh, this is how much it costs you to hire me to do anything for you, which is great, because I tell you what, it's blim and time consuming, so they're worth every penny. And they'll get you the best deals, and they know the best places. Like, I've spent hours researching and blogs and stuff, because I don't know, you know, what I'd have done without TikTok. I do not know. Like,
my friend's just been to New Zealand. And she's the same. She looked on TikTok a lot for things. Yeah. And she went around and booked things like separately, like herself, and planned it all. Spent a long time beforehand, like organising it. And they had an amazing time.
Yeah. It's time consuming. So if you haven't got that time, then 100% book someone. But so when they like, package it all up, I'm not a fan. But so that's what I've been doing. So I feel a bit better about that. And I did a open evening. I was talking on the last podcast about the open evening at Bodleian, which was really good.
Did that go?
Yeah, it was nice to meet some couples. It wasn't redonkulously busy because it's a Saturday evening. They really struggled to put them in there because obviously it's open to public. So it wasn't necessarily like hugely busy, but the couples I met were like really lovely couples. It was really nice to chat to them. They were very interested in the venue. So they're then interested in what I do, whether it's planning or whether it's just on the day because you need a coordinator there. I did meet also some lovely suppliers, really, really, really nice suppliers. One made a really lovely celebrant. She was set up opposite me and she was just mental. She dressed in this bright pink dress. I was just like, you know, when you just like vibe with people, it was really, really nice to meet her.
I love that.
So she's called Catherine of Love Celebrants. So she's at Love Celebrants on TikTok. And I just wanted to touch on a conversation that we had, which I thought was actually really interesting. It was something I haven't really like thought of. People don't really ask me, I suppose, because I don't really get involved, I suppose, in like with the guests essentially.
Yeah.
So, and we were talking about, she was saying how like, you know, her TikTok had blown up because she'd put on this video about talking about how to work out how much to give gift couples. So like how much, okay. So, you know, when a couple are like, oh, we want contributions towards our honeymoon or whatever. Yeah, how do you work out? And she's basically saying that for her, she would work out, okay, this is the venue that they're getting married at. So I would think it's, you know, my meal's probably going to cost like £100 a head plus my partner. So she almost essentially works out what she thinks the couple are paying for her to attend the wedding and then gifts them that.
To
point out, she is Irish. And I have heard before from other people who are Irish. Did we talk about this before?
We did. Don't they end up, so basically they get the money back from gifts.
Didn't someone write in and say this to us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they essentially end up being profit. Like they end up being in Irish weddings end up being in profit. So you say you spend 50 grand on your wedding, you get that back essentially.
Oh my God.
In gifts. I know. So whether it's because she was Irish, I don't know. And actually, it's only just twigged to me now.
Very generous,
I'm talking about
isn't it.
Yeah, because actually, I didn't say to her at the time, is that because you're Irish? I only just thought of it now. But yeah, that's what she was saying, is essentially what she feels like, you know, whether she'd have a look at the venue, she'd be like, oh, okay, it's a really nice venue. You know, she was like saying, you know, if I was here at the Bodleian, I'd think, you know, 100 to 150 a head. So I'd probably give them, you know, me and my other half, £200 to £300.
Wow. See, that is that's extremely generous. That is, I mean.
Yeah, but it is a really good point. It is really hard to know how much money to give people.
Like, how do you sort of work that out? It's a good question, really. Like, if you're sat there, like, you just sort of like give them 40 quid.
Yeah, and this is the other thing, actually. You know? I was having a conversation with one of my family, actually, at the weekend, and I was saying, because we have set up the Prezola, thanks to Hayley, thanks for that tip. But we've done everything from buy us a drink on the beach for a tenner up to buy us an overnight stay for 250 quid, and actually I think that's really nice, because when people are buying us these gifts, I can't even remember, like, for example, like my cousin has bought us one of our tours, I actually can't remember how much that cost.
No,
I'm just saying, I'm just in my head like, oh, my cousin booked us to go and do this trip.
Yeah,
in my head,
yeah.
I'm not thinking, oh, it only cost her this much. She spent loads of money. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I think it's actually a really nice way, of doing it, because people go on and they think, do you know what? This is what I can afford right now. And they buy you something. And actually, to the couple, it's not like, you know, like when you put in 20 quid in a card, you feel a bit stingy. Do you know what I mean?
But if that's what I mean, like with that, that's what I liked about it. Even they feel like, well, if I was doing it and I was spending £20, that was my budget, that's absolutely fine. And if I put like, oh, drinks on the beach, it feels like I've bought them an experience, and or like towards like an excursion or something, and it doesn't feel impersonal. Whereas like, you know, even £20 is a lot of money to somebody, potentially they might feel a bit embarrassed, maybe putting it in a card like that, you know, like,
they shouldn't, it's just how it is, isn't it. But, whereas actually 20 quid could potentially go towards a trip that, you know, like one of the trips we're doing is only £20.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So, the waterfall is £20. So you pay for one of your...
Yeah, exactly. Entry. So that's great. And that's one of us doing a, like a 2-hour activity. So, you know, and it's the same as if you're going, I don't know, to the Maldives. It could be one of you having lunch. I don't really know how much the Maldives costs. I've never been. But
probably a lot of money.
probably a lot. I reckon you can get
20 quid will get you a sandwich.
You get yourself a little sarnie. But yeah, so I do think it's... But yeah, I thought that was a really interesting conversation. And I was like, it is actually a good way of looking at it, I suppose, is when you are going to... You know, and for the couple... How are you, like, what are you expecting? Because also, the other thing I like about this, doing this whole Prezzola thing, well, Prezzola should be paying us commission for this, by the way.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. And the other thing is that you actually know what you're getting. A lot of our people are buying our gifts now. So we know, whereas if you're just collecting cash on the day, like, I don't know, is there an expectation to couples think, oh, I think we're roughly going to get about, I don't know, £1,000, or is that just extra benefit money? Like, oh, that's a benefit. Well, that's an added bonus. We've got an extra grand, like, ooh, I don't know, like, from the day.
Have you kind of thought about, like, how much you'll get in? Have you thought about that?
No.
Like, money you'll get, if this is, like, well, and factoring it into, like, money you sort of need or something?
No, because I'm... booking the excursions as people are booking them for us. So essentially the way that it works is they're not booking it, they're just giving you the money and it goes into a pot. So I'm then withdrawing that money, booking the trip, so they're booked, and then I will just probably see a couple of weeks before, and if there's stuff that we still want to do that we haven't had bought for us, I'd just pay for it. And then any extra money that we get after then, I'll still keep track of what people have bought us. But that will just go into our pot, I suppose. I'm kind of waiting to see at the end of how much is left in our wedding account. Like, how crazy I go adding, you know, once you get all the final invoices and stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, okay, so we've got X amount left. But yeah, I suppose we're in probably a bit of a, you know, I suppose it depends what position you're in, isn't it? As if you need to pre-save your honeymoon funds. Like, how did you do yours? Did you save... pre-honeymoon funds, or did you just, because you did the Prezzola thing as well, didn't you?
Yeah so we, because obviously we went all inclusive, so we'd paid obviously, like, for the hotel and all of
yeah
that,
you're like drinks on the beach, you're getting free anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
Suckers. No,
that's straight in my pocket.
No, so we used it for, like, the, like, doing the excursions and things, like the trips out. So because obviously when it came to it, we'd, like, the money had gone in, and so we used them, like you say, on the trips and things like that. So that was really nice. So we got to, like, experience, like, the holiday, like, and do everything we wanted to do. And I think the money that was left over, then we've just saved it, and, like, we used some on, like, our first anniversary, or we went out for dinner together, and things like that. So
it was, so you know, you're using it.
Yeah, so and it all went, because on there as well, you can actually buy gifts, can't you?
Yeah,
you
can. Yeah, I mean,
because I think somebody bought us a photo frame.
Did they?
It was sort of random. I mean, it was lovely. It was a silver photo frame. You can do that, but it was for us. We asked for money towards our honeymoon.
Yeah, fair play.
And like I say, like, and we had a really nice day where we, because it was like a spa hotel.
Nice.
But the spa obviously wasn't included, so we had a spa day, like, with it. As well, and that was like a really nice little extra thing that you
can massage.
Do.
That's on mine at list, actually. Couples massage. Ooh,
maybe I'll get it for you.
Oh,
that's a bit
thanks.
Creepy.
It's about 100 quid though. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's just 20 quid in the car.
You're like,
you.
No, oh no, I'll get you coconuts on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Dear.
But yeah, so no, that was quite an interesting discussion. I thought it's something that you don't really. Think about, but I think if I was going, I think it's an interesting thought process of how you, obviously if you can't afford to do that, then fine, but I do think it's an interesting thought process of that. That's a good way of thinking at how much that you should give people, or maybe at least 50%. So say you think, oh, my meal would have probably cost about 100 quid, you know, even if you give them 50% of that back, that's quite nice.
You know, I'm thinking about it now I might have my information wrong here, but so with the Irish thing, so my dad told me, so my nan was Irish, or her maiden name's Irish, so she's got some Irish in her blood. And I remember my dad telling me that she would always say you should give, like, if you go to a party or anything like that, you should basically give what you sort of receive in at a party. It's the same sort of thing. It's like, if you know they spent so much And I think that maybe that comes from there. It'd be interesting. I'll have to ask him about that.
I just checked it as well. It's plus 20%. She's like, whatever
plus
you think.
Plus 20%?
That... Yeah.
Cool.
I know, right? Oh, it's a lot. Oh, my jeez, money bags.
Yeah, money bags.
Shall we go into the listeners' questions and messages?
Let's do it.
Cool. So first up, we've got, my family is beginning to plan daytime events for the day before the wedding, and I'm wondering how you spent the day and what you've seen others do. We have a welcome party in the evening, so I'm assuming we'll just be prepping for that. But my family seems convinced that we'll have a bunch of free time. What happens the day before? Any night prior advice, ideas for day, night prior? So, yeah, I suppose I was thinking a little bit about, obviously, no work in the industry, so, you know, kind of know this. But I was thinking the other day with mine, I was like, how long do I actually need to be, like, how much do I have to set up? And how much do I actually need, like, long I need to be there? But I suppose I think it depends where you're staying as well, doesn't it? You stayed somewhere else the day before, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so we stayed in a hotel in Buckingham the night before. Yeah. So, and there was quite a few of us, like bridesmaids, my nan and granddad, mum and dad, my brother, his girlfriend. So
yeah,
we
so
kind
I
of like, we.
You need depends. To factor that time in, isn't it? Like packing your stuff up at home, making sure you've got any food, traveling there, and then saying hello to all those people that are also staying there because they're all.
And we had dinner. We had dinner the night before, so we all got together and had a good meal, and that was really nice. Actually, it was nice to sort of get together and everyone's like in a good mood. Yeah.
And was Richard there as well? You did it together?
No, so we didn't stay together the night before, so we went quite traditional, and we didn't see each other until. Yeah. Like the day, so he actually stayed at home and had a couple of the groomsmen stayed at ours with him.
Had a little lads night.
Yeah. Well, I say that he actually ended up having loads of stuff. See, this is a good point to make. He actually had, I'd done loads of stuff as well, but he had a lot of stuff to do the day before.
Yeah.
Like picking up some platters and stuff for suppliers. Like we provided sandwiches and like crisps and bits and pieces like that. He went and picked them up from M&S and like things like that and just getting bits ready, and there's actually quite a few things to do
sometimes. Feel like you have to overestimate like how much there is to do. Like for me, I was like, well, actually all I need to do is drop the linen off, I'll iron the linen, and then everything else has pretty much been done for me. But actually, I feel like I'm probably going to want to hang about. I'll probably end up chatting to you for an hour. I'll probably end up chatting to the caterers. I'm probably going to want to put other little bits and bobs out. Martin's probably going to be saying to me, where's this going? Like, why is this happening? Like, what is that? And then also, I've said one thing to bear in mind. If you're doing it, having a church, you will need to do a church rehearsal the night before. And I'm doing, although we're just having a blessing, we're going to get all our bridesmaids and stuff together and just do like a little mini rehearsal just so they see, because they've not seen the venue. So I want to do that just to put everyone's mind at rest. And then also, I think you've got to factor in the fact that, I mean, I don't know how long your dinner went on the night before, but like my plan is to just, I've got accommodation for me and my bridesmaids. I just want to chill out. And actually, I think you need to factor in that you're going to want to get an early night. But you're also, before you like start, you're going to probably want to do things like wash your hair, set up all your like jewelry, you need to go through your bits,
your hair was washed and dried, and your bridesmaids, if they're staying with you, make sure they're just the same, and
like getting all your little bits and bobs out and checking you've got everything. Like I'm definitely going to factor in time for the fact that I'm probably going to forget something and need to either rush out and get you know, like go back home and get some, do you know what I mean? Like, because it's just so easily done. Like obviously, pack your car up, make lists and stuff. But there's always going to be something that crops up that you're going to be like. So I personally wouldn't have that assumption in my head, because I feel a bit the same, like what your family's saying of, oh, we're going to have loads of time. But actually, I think that you shouldn't think like that.
No, you shouldn't.
Things are going to crop up.
And if you do, if you haven't planned anything in, you've got free time, we'll just spend it to chill before the, because the wedding day is so full on. Like, I remember being so tired by the end of the day. And like, if we'd have stayed up all night, you know, whatever, partying or having drinks and things like that, you'd have regretted it, because you can't like
exactly
obviously getting up at like 6 a.m. to start hair and makeup sometimes and things like that. You've got to remember that.
It's a lot, isn't it? Yeah, and I also think that like if you decide to pack the day out like with activities, so like, you know, you're looking to do like a welcome party in the evening and stuff, you're going to want to then be prepping for that, getting yourself ready, and just remember that everyone's going to want to talk to you. So I would just say, don't pack it out, because if you pack it out and then things happen, like, I don't know, say a delivery is supposed to come a couple of days before and it doesn't, and then you've got to wait in for
it. Get it, yeah.
I just wouldn't pack your day out. I would just, like Hayley said, if you end up with free time, then just think of it as bonus time to just do what you want to do and chill. Sit in the bar and have a drink. Or just check through your stuff again.
Reflect on your former life.
Yeah, for reflection. I feel like I'm going to want to get all my bits out and just check through it all like a couple of times. Or even if you just want to sit with your bridesmaids and just go through the day and just feel like you've, you know what you're doing.
We just had like, we had dinner and then we went up to our rooms and everyone was like washing their hair and sorting themselves out ready for the next day. And then we like had some chocolate and just sat and had a chat like bridesmaids. It was nice. It was coffee. Really relaxed.
I wouldn't put any pressure on it. I wouldn't put any times. I've seen couples do this before. I had a couple last year. They actually flew in from America, so it's very normal for them to do stuff the night before.
Yeah, because what's a rehearsal dinner? That's an American thing, isn't
it? That is an American thing. Yeah, so it's essentially like what you did. They just have a dinner the night before.
But some of
them will do speeches and stuff as well. The night before. But they had so they had their rehearsal dinner, but they also had their church. So they had the church rehearsal in the afternoon. Then they had that, and I just felt like they were just rushing from things. And she was like, God, I've got to get back still. I've got to get ready for this rehearsal dinner. Like, I still haven't, like, even sat and spoke to my nan. So, honestly, if you're going to do something in the evening, lovely, but I would keep the rest of the day free.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, take it easy. Don't do too much. And if you can, delegate jobs, like, with your bride. If you've got your bridesmaids, groomsmen, anything like that with you, like, if they can help in any way, definitely delegate jobs. Yeah. Because the last thing you're going to want to do the day before your wedding is be stressing about things.
No. So if anyone offers to help. Getting all the dresses out. Like,
making sure they're uncreased, you know, hanging them up, steam them.
That's a long
job. Especially if they're satin.
Oh, God. Right, next question. Do you want to do this
next one? Yeah, so I just want some advice on what I should be thinking about in the final 3 months to my wedding.
Yeah, this is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, so I like this question because actually there's quite a few things that the last 3 months, I suppose you're kind of finalising things really, getting those last bits together and just checking, making sure you've got everything ready. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot in the last couple of hours. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of appointments.
It all comes together, doesn't it? It's like, it's like all the final details for things.
Yeah, I feel like it's managing your diary at this point. So making sure that like your trials are booked in if you haven't done them yet. And if you have done them, great. You know, that you've got things like if you want your nails doing, if you want a facials for the last couple of months, you know, if you have Botox that you've got that booked in, if you've got your, not even just your hair trials, but your hair appointments. So like your cut and your color, stuff like that.
And they haven't,
especially if it's not something you do on a regular, like I regularly have my nails done. So it's fine, but if you don't regularly have your brows done, or spray tan, like you need to be thinking about what you want doing and getting it booked in.
And just a side note as well, never start a new, like, say if you get regular facials and things like that, never start a new skincare routine close to your wedding, because if you flare up or something like that, so say I've decided I'm going to have a face mask, do the face mask the night before the wedding. You know what I mean? Don't do it.
Yeah, so true. Like, or like, you start using retinol a week before to get rid of my wrinkles.
I remember someone saying that to me. It sounds like a silly thing.
No, it's so true.
But obviously, you don't want to have a reaction to something like close to your wedding. So unless you already do a skincare routine, don't go starting a new one that close to
your
wedding.
That's such a good point. And I think just thinking about like that last question is really linked in, like thinking about things like that, what you're going to do the day before, like how long the thing is going to take, when a delivery's coming in, you know, start putting a full plan together. And I mentioned it before, I have a full wedding plan. If anyone wants it, ping us an email. I'll email it over to you. You know, little things like that, you know, your perfume, jewellery. I always think that comes down in the last couple of months.
Yeah, shoes and things like that as well.
And also I suddenly thought the other day with mine, so I'm getting my dress fitted the first week of April, but my shoes for my first wedding, I haven't got them yet. And I'm like, I need them for the fitting.
You need those. That
stuff. And actually, you might want to take your jewellery and stuff to your fitting so you can see like the whole look. So it's all like those little bits are like all interlinked.
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
We're still going through finding suits at the moment. I say we, my other half. Yeah, he still hasn't got his suit. I'm not even stressing about it because I'm like, you can rock up to next the day before
you can suited. You can pick up a suit so easy, and you can hire them as well, can't you? Like, so easy, you just like
Exactly. Whereas
with dresses, and they're never the right. They just come in weird sizes, don't they? They have to be altered. You've got no choice with a wedding dress.
Yeah. So making sure your honeymoon's all planned, booked in, if you're going to do it straight after. And also, one of the things I've got on my to-do list is honeymoon clothes. I need to go through what I've got, what I want to buy.
Sure you're all packing as well.
Yeah.
Making sure you've got all your suitcases all prepared and getting them all packed.
Things like that. I would also, at this point, I always think all of your suppliers are going to want to will start bombarding you like 4 weeks before for like final details, like final numbers, dietary. So for like you want to know how many tables there's going to be.
Yeah.
So you know how many centerpieces you're doing, because everyone wants to start ordering. So like Hayley would start ordering flowers. The caterer is going to start ordering food, like, you know, all those different things. So I feel like you need to put together a document, just put some spreadsheets together, put all that information on and start doing that, I'd say about 3 months out. So you give yourself a good 6 weeks to go through it, make sure you've got all the information. Because also, I suppose what also happens in the last 3 months is all the RSVPs. You normally, you know, I advise to send out invitations 4 to 6 weeks before, get them back latest at like, two and a half to 3 months before, because you then got a couple of weeks to chase everybody who doesn't RSVP. Classic, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's always those people. Don't be those people,
the stragglers.
The stragglers,
you know. And then collating all that information, it's a lot of information to collate, isn't it?
Well,
you know,
yeah,
all your dietaries and stuff.
Yeah.
And how many, like, people? Say, kids? How many kids' meals?
Kids' meals, supplier meals as well. Like, think about that. And also, everyone's going to be wanting their final payments.
Yeah. Getting their old bank money. Card out. Yeah.
So there's going to be lots of money.
It's a lot of lists, isn't it?
Your account.
Yeah, it's a lot of lists. Yeah, a lot of, you know, requesting information, a lot of, payments and stuff. Yeah, final check-in. A lot of suppliers want to do final meetings, don't they?
I do, so I always do mine like 4 to 6 weeks before. We do a final meeting and we go through like logistics and things like that, and just making sure nothing's changed, and if it has, what, and you know, just making sure everyone's on singing from the same hymn sheet.
Exactly. Whereas this is where I do think it is so beneficial getting a planner involved, because
they do it all for you.
We do the one meeting with a couple, and then we do all those meetings and fill out all those forms. Like, the amount of forms I go back to, like, it's in the wedding plan, it's in the wedding plan.
It's in the wedding plan. Refer to the wedding plan.
Whereas a couple would probably fill all that. Like, I've got them for mine. I've got, like, two different photographers' forms. Like, you know, the florist wants to send you a form for information. Like, the caterer wants information. Like, everyone wants the same information, actually. Sometimes you think it'd be good to just get all the suppliers on one call. Yeah. But it's just not possible. Everyone's busy. Everyone's stuff going on, haven't they? So all those kind of final check-ins, I feel like they're the final 3 months. There is a lot
and it definitely ramps up like the last 2 weeks before. Like, I just remember, even with all the help and that, it did get quite overwhelming. I think perhaps prepare yourself for that, and if there's anything you can do in advance to kind of stop yourself feeling that way, like you say, making sure you're making lists of what needs to be done, like a checklist and a spreadsheet, and like, if you've got all your information in one place, anything you can do to help yourself out in advance
definitely
is really helpful.
100%. That's like, I've started putting lists together of like what I need to take the night prior. Like, it's still got like nearly 3 months away, but
I had lists
if
everywhere.
I do that now, when I'm like then not got any time the week before, I can be like, oh, I've already got that list, and then I've just got to take it off and it's done. Another one that I think a lot of people don't think about, alongside perfume and aftershave, always one people forget, is your speech. So I think it's, if you're doing a speech, like, make sure you get your speech written and make sure you get it printed out, because it's my real pet hate is seeing people read speeches off phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a good look.
It looks good in the picture.
Can't go wrong with a good printed out speech.
Do you know what I mean? A nice bit of card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sit down, start writing it now, 3 months before.
Have you ever seen anyone do their vows on their phone? Have you ever seen anyone get their vows out on a phone?
No, but to be honest, 99% of people either have like a civil ceremony where they tell you what to say, a church where they tell you what to say, or the celebrant. The way that it's written is so they don't have to like necessarily say a lot. Yeah, but no,
we did a lot of writing, but we printed them out.
Yeah, I think celebrants normally like advise to have them printed out. So on like nice, anyone that I've seen do their own vows has had it like printed out nicely. So Yeah, it's a lot of bits, isn't there? It's all those like little things. I think you just need to sit down, go through the whole day with your other half. One thing I would suggest doing, and me and my other half have started doing it, is like once a week, just plan out an hour in the evening just to go through everything and just like chat. Because it's sometimes it's so hard to just tie them down, isn't it? And be like,
oh,
can
absolutely.
You just tell me what you think about this, you know?
And then you like forget what you've spoken about as well. So it's good just to have that weekly check-in. Yeah.
Do you know what? If you're feeling stressed about it, which you may be because you've written in about it, like booking an hour power session with a planner, like it doesn't cost a huge amount, and you can then go through everything. And sometimes it's just having those an experienced person, isn't it, to go, oh yeah, have you thought about this?
Yeah, have you thought about that? It's those little things, like you say, that people would overlook, but obviously doing it all the time and being around that industry, you just get to know what these things are. I think that's a good that is handy for people if they can just like get in contact with someone like yourself and
even just do it with your bridesmaids. Like I'm sure a lot of many of your bridesmaids might have been married before, or you know, just do a little session,
ask advice
them. Just go through it. Was there any things that you forgot about, or you know? Definitely. But I'd say final 3 months is a busy one.
It is. On? Be prepared.
I'd say by this point though, you probably are going to have all your suppliers booked. I don't think you did you?
I did. The only things I did last minute, like booking,
was your glasses
that was it really. Everything else I'd
already...
Did we book
your videographer? Because I think like I came on board only like 3 months before. Maybe it was longer before. Because I booked your videographer.
I was being really forward with everything.
Oh, okay. Maybe I worked with you before.
I did everything quite in advance. I started booking... I mean, we had a year from getting engaged, but I got on it straight away because I was excited. So I was like, oh, well... But I think, last 3 months, we decided last minute that, I decided last minute that I wanted to get like the glassware and things like that.
So, you did. That was literally like 2 weeks before. We were sat in your lounge going through the full day. Like literally like we were just talking about a session with a planner. We did that, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were like, I want to change them glasses. And I said, no worries, Hayda, I'll sort that for you.
No worries, I'll do that for you.
I'll do that. But I just think, other little bits, like if you want to change of outfit,
Another dress, don't they?
Yeah. Evening shoes for the evening is always something that people may miss. Yeah. Just going through what, in your head, exactly what you want, how you see the day panning out. And get all those final, because I do find suppliers can be a bit of a mare sometimes, where they literally message like, can we do a catch up next week? And obviously if you're really busy,
then you can't do that. Difficult.
Yeah. So you start getting them booked in like in advance. I'd say from 3 months, start reaching out to your suppliers and saying, can we book it in now? Yeah. Even if it's in 2 months time, like just get the date in the diary.
Yeah. Like you said, organising your diary and making sure that they're all booked in. So important.
Fab.
That's really good advice.
I think that's us for today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I don't think Lily's been too bad, to
be
fair.
No, she hasn't.
May hear a little bit of background noise, but...
she sounds cute, though. What's she up to? Is she sleeping, or...?
No.
No.
I'm just rocking side to side like I look mad.
We did have a baby join us, guys. Just we may have cut that bit out, but...
our youngest employee.
Yeah. Our first ever guest and our youngest. Fab. All right, then. Thank you so much. You know where we are. If you want to send your questions in, let's get your words
for you.
Yeah, letsgetyouwedpodcast@gmail.com. We're at Let's Get You Wed on Instagram and TikTok. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.